Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What makes good ground, good ground? He also calls it a good heart. But that good ground is good heart. That's where the word's planted. What makes good heart a good heart? Honest and patient. Now the word patient is the word for cheerful endurance. So really, we might use the word in our modern vernacular, persistence.
Yeah.
It's not quitting.
Right. Yeah.
So honest and not quitting.
Yeah.
Can you see that?
Yes, sir.
Not just patient, passively waiting to see if anything happens. No. If you look up these words, it means persistence. It means staying in there. And being cheerful while you endure.
That's right. That's right.
Did you hear that phrase? Cheerful endure. Now, the only way you can be cheerful while you're enduring is if you believe I'm coming out on the other side and this is very, very temporary.
Yes.
Elsewise, you ain't going to be cheerful. See, the second type of ground, the stony ground, one of their big things is they quit. I mean, there was pressure and there was time passed and they didn't see and they didn't feel and they quit. And they got no results. But one thing the Lord was quickening to me last night that I got to shouting about and had trouble going to sleep. If you read Matthew, I won't take the time because you know why? Matthew 13, if you'd take the time to read that sometime, that whole chapter, he goes into great detail about this. At this parable of the sower and the whole principle of seed time and harvest and how that he told them, if you don't understand this parable, how will you understand any of the other? And he talked about these things are being revealed that have been hid from the foundation of the world. These are divine mysteries that most of the world has not understood for most of its existence. But now, since Jesus has come, and those that will respect His word, there's an understanding of how these things work. Does anybody care? Are you interested? Why these things work? There's a lot of folks are just ritual churchgoers. And they want to see how quick they can get in, how quick they can get out. And they like to say they checked the box and I went. And don't realize, that's not how this works. And they like to just try to leave everything up to God. And they like saying, God is in control. And everything happens for a reason. Well, I don't doubt that, but the reason could be you were dumb. And didn't do what He told you to do. And you never opened your Bible. Had no time to find out how things work. No, God is not controlling everything that happens in everybody's life. It wasn't His choice whether you ate Raisin Bran or Fruit Loops this morning. He didn't choose that for you. He's not controlling everything for everybody. He has given us a free will. He has left so much up to us. And the enemy is at work. There's an enemy. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And he's trying to sow seeds of fear in your life. Seeds of depression. Seeds of heaviness. Seeds of confusion. Seeds of desperation and doubt. And if you listen to them, if you look at them, if you think about them, if you talk about them, they will grow in you. He just mentioned cares will grow until it chokes the Word of God out of your life.
Yes.
Somebody said, I'm not going to let it happen. I'm not going to let it happen. These two big things that he mentioned that are characteristic of good ground, the other three don't have these characteristics. Not having these two characteristics is one of the big thing, two of the big things that prevented them from being good ground. If good ground is honest and persistent, what's the other three? Dishonest and not enduring, giving up, quitting. And I saw it. I hadn't seen this before, but I saw it. Wayside ground. What's dishonest about that? They knew better than to discount the Word of God like they did. The Bible said they trod upon it. Remember that?
Yes, sir.
They trod upon it. You can't ignore and disrespect God and your heart not bother you. Don't care who you are. Now, you can sure ignore it. But this is the thing. Dishonesty. The world is full of it. I mean, this earth is permeated with deception. Because the God of this world is the devil himself. 2 Corinthians 4:4. Satan is the God of this world, and he is the father of lies. And so anything he has any influence in is going to be full of deception. And so because it's all around us, it's easy to be participating in more of it than you think you are. But each one of these previous grounds, there were degrees of dishonesty. They might have not revealed it to other people, but the wayside ground, they knew. They should have paid more attention to what God was saying and doing. They acted like they didn't know. They knew. They shouldn't have trod it. They shouldn't have treated it with disrespect. They knew they shouldn't have, but they ignored that. What about stony ground? Don't you reckon that ever came to their heart and mind, I need to water this some more. But then they act like I don't know. And then when they get to the being offended part, they knew better than that. They're getting upset, talking about the Word of God doesn't work, and their hearts yelling at them. No, no, that's not right. That's not right. But they pushed it down.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Wow. Yes.
God let them down. Their hearts telling them, no, that's not right. Somebody say dishonest, dishonest,
dishonest.
Dishonest. One of the big characteristics that makes good ground, and the lack of it makes the other grounds what they are. And see, the thing is, a lot of folks, people around individuals don't see it because it's something they keep hidden. But God knows what you know. He was there when he showed you what you know. So you can't tell him you don't know what he knows. He calls you to know. Let me say it another way. There ain't no fooling God. No way, no how. Now, you may think you fooled a lot of others. Let me let you in a little secret. You haven't fooled them as much as you think you have. A lot of them are just being nice to you. But with God, He knows. He knows. But here they are acting like they're deeper than they are. I don't need to develop more depth and roots in my reception. I don't need to be watered. Nah, let's go shopping. I don't need to go to the meeting. Nah, let's go do this. And inside, something was telling them, you better read your Bible. You better do this. You better go to the service. You better water that seed. You better take care of it. Somebody say dishonesty, dishonesty, dishonesty. Acting like you don't know. And the third one, what was it? Thorny ground. Reckon there's some dishonesty there?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Dishonest about how much time you're spending on all this other stuff.
Yes. Wow.
Dishonest about how much you're worrying.
Yes.
A lot of times people will immediately just deny it. If you say, and I'm not telling you to be the Holy Ghost police and go around and tell people this. If you say, no, come on, you need to quit worrying. What a lot of times will people say? Oh, I'm not worrying. Dishonest. It was not time to deny. It was time to repent.
Yes.
Time to repent.
Yes.
Repent's not a bad word. It's a good word.
Yes.
It's how you get things fixed. It's how you stop the bad stuff and get into the good stuff.
Yes.
Cares of this life. The thought came up, you need to quit spending so much time. You know, trying to make money and thinking about that all night and day. You need to focus more. You need to go get involved on a team. Actually show up to church on a regular basis. And read your chapter. And folks act like, oh, yeah, yeah. Nah, yeah, it's just fine. It's all good. You know, me and God, we got it worked out. No. He's not changing the Bible for your individual case. He said, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. He said, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Right? He said, this seed needs to be watered. Can you see what we're talking about? Dishonesty. Dishonesty. And, you know, folks, it mentioned pleasures. It's all right to have some fun. It's all right to do some things that you enjoy. But if that's all you do night and day, if that's all you think about, and you act like, no, I don't know if I'm spending too much time on that. You do know.
Yes, you do
know.
Yes, you do.
You do know. It's come up to you, and if you've been doing it way too much too long, it's come up to you thousands of times.
Yes.
Over the years, and the problem is, if you keep ignoring it, it gets where it bothers you less and less and less. But dishonest. Somebody say dishonest. This is the big deal. Very, very big deal. What kind of ground produced fruit? Got results.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.